Scorpions Avenue.
Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware. They lack in grace and sometimes choose. The life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail. In Florida, there's half-price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down.
Stick around. Make a sound,
hunker
down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town.
Population, you.
Population, well-read. I'm saying well-read. Well-rednecks, well-read podcast. Am I right?
Trey All Crowder, that, yeah. Drew Morgan. What's up, dudes?
What's up,
hey. Two-thirds of the the crew. And you're...
Not in body weight.
Corey is not here.
Yeah, Corey Forrester, he still lives in his hometown in Georgia. I think he's like got some family curse where he's not allowed to be away from his more two Confederate battlefields away from his mama.
Is that how they measure it in the South?
Yeah, that's, he gets haunted by a ghost.
The metric system in Canada. It's Confederate battlefields down in
it's that or Shoney's. If you're being nice, you're
how many Shoney's away are you?
I am 6 Shoney's away from you. I will not be there until 3.
I'm 6 Shoney's away.
I'm 6 Shoney's away, which means 10 minutes. Folks, it's the South. I love me a Shoney's, a good Shoney. Do you guys have steak and Shake down
there? Oh yeah.
That's a Missouri thing, but kind of trickled down.
Yeah, they're
into
all
your into the hinterlands. They were good, man. I love that.
Shoney's is falling off.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Have you been to the original one?
I love that at some point Shoney's for you was up at a
it was.
Yes.
I agree with him completely. I went to a Shoney's probably 6 or 7 years ago and was just appalled at what had happened to the franchise.
How dare they?
Well,
it
was bad.
I thought it was
because, like, you know, we sold a book and it was like, oh, I've moved on. But I talked to my uncles about it and apparently Shoney's has just gone to hell.
Mm-hmm. And they have yet to sell their book, your uncles.
They're still sitting on a couple of manuscripts will be
HarperCollins might be interested. Penguin might be interested. We don't know.
Well, dudes, I'm so happy you guys are here. Not only do I love your podcast, we'll get into it later because I want everyone on this who's listening to the show to go over and subscribe. Because
we love your podcast so much. It's part of our little micro podcast network that we just we'll
get into
fans.
It, but we believe that the world is getting dumber. And mm-hmm. I, you know, you've been on the show mm-hmm. before, but
yeah,
Drew,
welcome back to town, bro.
Welcome back to town, Trey. But I'm curious, Drew, if you to get your take on it as well as we are about to jump into story. What do you guys think? Do you think that the world is getting dumber, or are we just discovering people who had already existed? Where are you at on this?
Did you tell him that you had a joke about that?
What's your joke?
I don't remember if I know that I said at least the basis for what the joke was, which was that, like, it's just that what you just said, we're more aware of the stupid people now, because stupid people have more of a voice now. Like, mm-hmm. 100 years ago, they couldn't even read, and now they mm-hmm. can tweet, you know?
Yes, so, exactly. Like,
they're way more in your face.
Still can't read.
But you also have to think about how dumb people used to be.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they, you know, treated common colds by bleeding themselves.
Yeah, true of that.
Blood, it's gross.
Works.
You got to get
Which
that
works.
Out of there.
It does not work, Dan. It does not work.
Okay.
But I mean that.
And now they do it by eating roots or whatever that my own wife is into.
Oh,
now,
really? Yeah, root eating?
Well, we're doing the essential oils.
Oh,
the essential oil thing.
I love it.
It's not that it's dumb. It's that it's not smart.
You automatically, though, put yourself in a different category when you are deferential to your wife. She's like, I'm going to do this. And there are a lot of people out there who aren't, who just like...
Or who wouldn't even try it.
Wouldn't even try it. I love that you guys are trying. Again, I think the essence of why you guys are so great is that you do try that stuff. You do go open to it, which is great. Well, I hope you're open to making fun of some dumb people because that's what we do on this show. Daniel Van Kirk is here. Hi, Dan.
What's up, buddy?
We got stories. Our fans send us stories, and we just kind of go through it and see what we can find out. Who has sent us one, Dan?
This was sent in by Helmut von Schmidt at Helmut Radio.
It's one of my favorite fashion designers.
Yeah?
Helmut von Schmidt.
You can only get it at TJ Maxx.
That's right. And all the sleeves are irregular.
Mm-hmm. A Florida man who said he was having problems with his wife was caught on video Tuesday standing through the sunroof of his white Cadillac sedan as it sped down a local highway.
So he's the only one in the car, right?
Yeah.
That's not ghost riding your whip.
No.
That is like...
It's about to be a ghost riding
your
whip.
About to be a ghost riding your whip. Thank you, Drew.
Do you want to live for eternity in those clothes? As a ghost.
This is it.
Irregular sleeve.
Helmut Von Schmidt.
He's wearing a Helmut Von Schmidt long sleeve.
Leonard Olson of Lakeland, Florida, was arrested after the Tuesday afternoon incident.
So he'd been drinking all morning.
Tuesday afternoon means Tuesday. Morning drinking.
Let's backdate it. Yeah.
This is according to ABC Action News, ABCAN, if you're nasty.
Action News.
Exactly.
Action News really puts it into, like, that is like bumping it up a notch. You know what I mean?
Well, that's this
like,
is the height of action. A guy standing through his roof. Like he's going to the prom.
How is he
driving? He's not a driver.
How tall is he?
Exactly. How is he driving?
Well, it's a Cadillac. So
cruise control on, Dan.
The newer Cadillacs, I think, have
auto drive.
Self-driving. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's some like 90s Nick Cage shit.
Exactly.
Out the roof of a Cadillac, but you're also driving. That's pretty nuts.
How old are you that you know about new Cadillacs?
I just read. I just read my dreams.
But also,
I want to be 79 and have a Cadillac someday.
Dan, I know you do.
Con air conditioning. That's what I would call this.
There you go.
They had you said he was caught on camera and not caught just other, like when he ran into an embankment. And found him. Like,
so you dudes are driving down the road and you see a man standing, the only guy in the car standing out of his sunroof.
My first thought is, I can't believe this guy's having trouble in his marriage.
It seems like he's pretty well together.
It would be a process in your brain, right? Of look, the guy's hanging out of the sunroof. Were they drunk? They're having a. He's the only guy in
the car.
Oh, yeah.
He's not doing it to impress anyone else in the car.
But he's doing it in spite of his wife.
Mm-hmm. Or that'll show her.
Or to win her back, guys.
An off-duty Hillsborough County Sheriff's deputy, which means he was like, God damn it.
Yeah, it's my he's off,
off
duty.
I know.
That's the way. He's like, I don't want to take work home with me.
I'm at a Shoney's with like.
He observed Olson's bizarre and dangerous behavior while driving next to him on Interstate 4 near Lakeland before alerting the State Highway Patrol. The video shows Olson standing through his vehicle's sunroof with his arms spread wide, deliberately or inadvertently mimicking the iconic scene from Titanic. Not really, because the guy driving the Titanic was not also leaning on the bow.
Well, like the Titanic, this guy's going down.
He will be dead soon.
Mm-hmm.
Is he doing? What are they doing?
Yeah, I think the arms
are out back. Kate Winslet is up on the bow as wide as she can, in a very vulnerable state.
Here we go.
And Jack.
See, okay, there's the picture. I think
he's trying to do Jesus,
and the Cadillac's too fast.
I never thought the answer to what would Jesus do would be stand up in the Cadillac you're driving.
Get a CTV.
By the way, Cadillac Jesus, maybe one of the best names for a band ever. Why is there no Cadillac Jesus?
The off-duty said he clocked Olson traveling as fast as, how fast do you guys think this guy was auto driving his car while hanging out of the sunroof, arms spread, Titanic style?
Now, you are a guest. You can either go first and second, or you can go in between me and Jason, which is the Tig Notaro slots. So you can go first, Tig, or last. Where do you want to go and guess?
I'm going to say 45.
Okay.
45
miles per hour.
Drew.
Which is a good clip.
Yeah. When you're standing up alone.
So hard not to say 69.
I know.
I know.
And I do think it was 70. I really think it was 70.
You got it.
Jay? I think that the fact that they're announcing the speed means he has to be breaking the limit. So I'm going to say 80.
Okay, 80. Right.
I think he's going 55 miles an hour. Okay. Again, this is stupid, but like imagine being standing outside of, if you've ever been like leaning out the window of a car, even at 35, it's fast.
That's what I'm thinking too. Like, you know.
What'd you say, 40?
45.
45, I said 55, 70, and 80.
The off-duty deputy said he clocked Olson traveling as fast as, join along, townies, yell it wherever you are, because the answer is 100 miles per hour.
Oh, my God.
He was trying to Superman, and his arms were pinned back.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I believe I can fly. Can we sing that
anymore? I believe I can die.
So this guy, he didn't. he didn't wreck or die, right? While doing that?
No, he did not.
I mean, dude, this guy's legit. He's an action movie star.
Cadillac Jesus.
Yeah.
Cadillac Jesus. This is John Wick.
He's definitely now the governor of Florida.
You automatically. They do a runoff.
It's in the Constitution.
It is in the Constitution.
He had like doves in the back of his car that he like let fly out behind him. That would be
a magician. Or this is the best Cadillac ad.
Wife beater and flowy white linen shirt.
No.
Can you imagine being an off-duty cop or just being a civilian? If you are going down the interstate and you see this guy
going 100,
and you know in his brain he's saying to his wife, because now I'm thinking that he is trying to win her back.
What song was playing?
There is the question.
Freeway
of Love. Kickstart My Heart.
Kickstart My Heart.
Radar Love.
Radar.
Anything by Hooba Stank.
It was definitely Kid Rock, but more interesting would be Dire Straits.
Money for Nothing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or Sultans of Swing. Might be a good one.
Limp Bizkit. They're Florida, right? It's a very Limp Bizkit thing.
I believe they were from Queens till like last year.
But it's Jacksonville, right?
Yeah. Of course it is.
Give me something to break.
He was traveling as fast as 100 miles per hour around 2:30 p.m. before he suddenly slowed down to 40 miles per hour during the dangerous trip. So all of a sudden, he must have slammed on the brakes.
How long is his foot?
Olson was pulled over by highway patrolman on U.S. 98. Sworn affidavits obtained by WTSP show he told investigators he was acting out because, quote, my wife treats me like a servant and she's the mistress and I'm tired of this shit.
She's the mistress?
I have no idea.
There's the curveball I was waiting for.
The wife treats me like a servant. I mean, he's trying to die. He's trying to die.
Olson told the highway patrolman he would rather go to jail than go back home.
Yeah, well, they're trying to die.
He didn't need to do this to go to jail.
There are other ways to do it.
You can get a divorce.
Yeah. Just
she's the
loiter
mistress?
In a park for too long.
What does that mean?
I think he was trying to say she's the master and I'm the servant, but as a woman, you're the mistress. Maybe?
Like mistress, like dominatrix.
Dominatrix.
Yeah. So he's trying to reassert dominance. And I mean, I got to say.
Well, over his car?
Pretty strong play.
It is a pretty strong play to get up.
Was she in the trunk?
No.
Did they check the trunk?
She was not in the trunk.
What's he going to do? Go home and just tell what
he did?
Did
it?
Yeah.
Now, he knew somebody to see him.
Right.
By the way, Was She in the Trunk is the single off of Cadillac Jesus' album. You guys are just coming up with it.
I just hope he's just trailed off at the end when he was like, I'm tired of this.
Maybe she told him to. Maybe that's like, you know what you have to do tomorrow to please the mistress.
Uh-huh. Get up to 100. Please.
Drive 7 Shoney's away from here, hanging out of the roof of your car.
You want me to go 2 Civil War battlefields?
Wait, so here's the deal. He's trying to get up to 100.
Right.
My guess is, truthfully, he thinks his car is a time machine.
He's
if he hits 88, he can go back to before he was with his wife and start over again.
Well,
what year is this guy trying to get to?
He's trying to get to 80-something, right?
89, baby.
Right when there were still lewds.
Yeah. He initially 89 when he was 19 years old, a year after high school, and he was still voted most popular senior because he hung around a lot.
He initially denied performing the reckless stunt on the highway, saying, quote, he didn't know about that. Like, I saw you, man. I don't know anything about that.
I didn't know about that.
I don't need you to. I know all about it. And I'm the cop.
We have pictures and video.
But when troopers showed the man video of him sitting on the top of his sunroof while the car was barreling down the highway, they said Olson admitted the man in the video was him before noting that the car was in cruise control.
There you go, Jay.
I said it. That's not self-driving.
I think his life was in the car. The car drives itself
and has a guy. This is a quote. The car drives itself and has a gigantic computer in it. I thought it'd be a nice way.
Don't you dumbasses know about computers? God damn. We got computer cars now.
Here's the truth, man. The more gigantic it is, the more powerful it is.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of computer you got in there?
Gigantic, big ass computer.
Big ass IBM, bro.
He says the car drives itself and has a gigantic computer in it. I thought it would be a nice way to praise God for a minute, and I thought it would be nice at the time, and that's what I did.
Go ahead, Drew. I think he needs help.
Yes.
Like, this dude is in trouble.
You just now keyed into that?
He needs
yeah. All the rest of it, Drew was just on he's board. Like, he's like, right, but
that last quote really.
I mean, if that's how he praises God, yeah. we need to have a talk.
Yes. Yes, this Jesus. Sounded like a man who had a bad day until right now.
Can also, we blame God for like requiring so much praise that makes
no,
this
yes.
happen?
Created
this,
I get mad. Cars.
Dan, I say this
God
all the
did
time.
Create big, gigantic computers and cars.
When athletes give all the glory to God, that's when I get upset.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, why don't you give God 10%.
If you give God 10 to 15% after a game, I'm good with that. And then give 80% to your parents who sublimated their dreams so that you could do what you want.
Well, that's like that's a rule of thumb, right? With giving to God. Yeah. Right. You know, you just give tithe, a percentage. Tithe 10% of the glory
Thank you.
For a victory.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's like your tip at a coffee shop. That's what you give God.
It's the week that you set aside for God.
Olson is now charged with misdemeanor reckless driving. This isn't the first time he's been in trouble with the law, unfortunately.
I can't I'm wait to hear what else there he did. Isn't.
I'm going to ask you guys this, then we'll get out of here on this first story. How old is Leonard Olson? How old do you think a man with a Cadillac who's
Good
mad at his
Lenny
wife,
Olson.
Praising God, going 100 miles per hour, Rose and Jack style?
And it's in Florida. Is it the part mm-hmm. of Florida that's, you know,
I don't
panhandle?
Know.
Panhandle?
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know.
You said Lakeland, but I don't
Lakeland.
That's, yeah. mid, that's mid-Florida.
Right, yeah.
Mid-Florida?
All right, gentlemen,
I love how
guess.
Quickly that came to you. That's Gator Alley, guys.
You're our guest. How old do you think Leonard Olson is?
Go ahead, Drew.
53.
That came straight. And that is, I know you didn't lay out your work, but that is a perfect
That's a good
guess,
answer,
right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's a good answer.
49
years old. Chase Rand.
Right in our range. I mean, he's going 100.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 42.
Okay. It's the Cadillac.
He's been around. He's uh-huh. been in this marriage long enough
right.
that he has been pushed
42.
To
42. He's been in it for 20 years.
Right.
23.
Yeah.
23 years.
It's a long time.
I think he's 58.
58 years old?
Yep.
Okay. Leonard Olson. As I said, we will
and by the way,
get out
I'm,
of this
I'm
story
guessing that his wife does not really tell him to do anything, but just says yeah. suggests in yeah. certain ways, and he.
I'm
takes
guessing his maybe. Wife does not realize he has this attitude about her.
I'm
right.
guessing he doesn't have a wife.
Thank you.
I'm the only one in his corner. Apparently, I think she's a horrible, horrible wife.
All right, you ready?
Yep,
she is.
Leonard Olson is 70 years old.
Whoa!
My inclination was right.
Shit.
I was going to say, this is where you should have said 69.
You
kind of
respected
Drew.
It. That age.
Yeah, bro.
Why the hell not?
He has lived a life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to go out, you might as well go out doing something you love.
On top.
On top. Going out on top.
Of the car.
I'd pay $100 for some audio of that combo. Oh. That
I mean,
thousands for a video.
Well, I can see if I have it.
Do we have video? If we've got
I'm not going to pay you.
Post it up to the Dumb People Town
page. We'll post it up to the Dumb People Town Facebook page. If you are listening to the show, you're not a member of the Dumb People Town Facebook page, join it. Stop listening right now. Join it, like it, and then you can see access to all this great stuff.
Yeah. I'll look for it while we take a break.
All right.
Story number one.
Story number one. Down in the books. Take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about these guys' amazing podcast, Drew, Trey, and Corey, who's not here. Corey, where
are
you?
May rest in peace.
May rest in peace.
He's
not dead. I just wanted to get a good night's sleep. We'll be back with more Dumb People Town right after this.
Stick around. Make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dumb People Town. These guys are so fantastic. We love your podcast. We're fans of it. We were recently listening to an episode where you guys were talking about the air conditioning, the oppressiveness of air conditioning.
Yeah.
Or, and
the oppressiveness or the potential, the
debate about whether
nature of like, do dudes mm-hmm. turn up the air at the office because it's controlled by men and women, you know, it's kind of sexist towards women. And you guys had an extraordinarily nuanced discussion about it because you're like, because the way it came about, and I want you guys to all listen to it, is that someone tweeted a great article that was yeah. written about it, just in an interesting way.
And then in her tweet, she was like, ban AC at the
well,
end of the
it
tweet.
Was, it was a different, it wasn't even the person who wrote the article.
Right,
it was
someone
some
else
other person
commenting
who
on
shared
it.
The article and said, ban AC, because it's, you know,
sexist, misogynistic.
Yeah.
And you guys were like, we agree with the article. The
right.
article actually has some truth in it, but don't ban AC.
Yeah.
Like, that's taking it too far in the other way. And I feel like that nuanced discussion for us, And maybe we have an anti-South bias. It's not fair, but like to hear you guys like discuss it in that way, it just was, it's amazing. It's fascinating. And of course, every issue can be put through your filter in like a very nuanced, which I love.
Well, even. Thank y'all.
You're welcome.
Give me the vapors over here. It's very sweet.
But, even the discussion of, is it turn up the AC
or yeah, turn down
the AC? I'm like, what is
it? Dan, what is it? turn up the AC.
Turn the AC up.
So you want to turn the number up or just crank up the AC?
Turn the number down.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right after that, our next tour run was at a place in the South. I don't want to name it because I otherwise love it, but they apparently don't have air conditioning or just got air conditioning.
Oh my God.
And it's mostly a live music venue. So I don't know if it's like supposed to be like kind of, if it's like a punk rock sort
supposed
of thing.
Supposed to be sweaty.
Yeah, right. But like for comedy though, you know.
Not good.
Anyway, I'm even more firmly in the corner of that Do is not some dumb AC. Shit to Thank suggest you. We ban air conditioning.
Thank you. Air conditioning is
summertime in the South, no AC,
yeah.
Rock
yeah.
club. I don't think so.
Well, talk about your podcast a little bit and kind of what you want to do with it and so how people can subscribe to it and everything, because we do love it so much.
So, yeah, as mentioned, it's the Well Read podcast, and it's spelled R-E-D. And like you said, Well Redneck, that is the idea. That's where that came from. It's me, Drew, and Corey Forrester, who is in Georgia right now where he belongs. And
Jesus. Put him back where he belongs.
And, yeah, like you were saying, we mostly just – we talk about things that are going on. Sometimes we talk about just wild, random shit like portals and aliens and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, you never really know what we're going to get into. But, yeah, like you said, it's kind of all put through this filter – that we all have of being very explicitly Southern and, you know, redneck in a lot of ways, but not having the stereotypical takes on things
that you're used to hearing from people like us.
And when you ask what do you want to do with it, I mean, I think for a lot of what we do, you said it. You said, well, maybe I have a bias against the South. I think a lot of groups get judged by their assholes.
Yes.
But we suffer from that. As much as anyone, maybe more so than most people, because we're a group that you're allowed to shit on. And I mean, we all know why. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Let's look back, only a couple hundred years.
Yeah. Mistakes were made.
But the assholes make it so.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Right. The assholes exist, but we kind of want to be like, well, here's a counter example to that. You know, like if we have to own, and we do, you know, Nathan Bedford Forrest and all these awful people, then let's also talk about Outkast and Dale Earnhardt. You know what I mean? Those people rule. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
absolutely. And I do think what's interesting is that the medium is podcast. So it is an audio experience. So the initial thing that people often get judged on is how they sound when they speak.
Right.
So when you hear this accent, when you hear where you guys are from, and when you hear those things, immediately a judgment is placed. And through an audio medium, that for us is what's fascinating and interesting, is to hear progressive thought and to hear, you know, these nuanced discussions come from
whether you agree
an accent
or even disagree, because you guys don't always agree on things. Well, and it's great.
No, we don't. And it's also like, so we've had some people tell us that it's even just like, not even the opinions we have or the takes or whatever, but sometimes just words we say. Like our friend Andrew told us he cracked up as hard as he ever had. Listen, we were having some argument about some word, and I was like, no, God damn it, it's a portmanteau, you know? And was totally serious in the moment, because it was a portmanteau.
It was a portmanteau.
And he was like, that was the funniest moment
of that for me. Combination
of
literally
two words. Yeah, you said a smart thing in a dumb way. It's great. You know, sort of our deal.
But it is, you guys are incredibly smart and incredibly insightful. And again, I just want to hear everything that is being discussed in the world right now through your guys' filter. That's just the way we came away from listening to it. We're like, oh man, I want to hear you guys discuss immigration. I want to hear you guys discuss, I mean, everything that's going on, climate change, all of it, because I'm like, what's beautiful about it is you grew up in the South. You grew up in your communities and whatnot, that maybe you didn't grow up in New York City. You didn't grow up in LA. You didn't grow up, and now you live in LA, but like you grew up in those communities and take from it years and years of history and family stuff that still play out to you guys. And you still use in an interesting and positive way. You don't discard it. That's what's so cool about it to me.
Well, I don't even know what to say. That's awesome.
I think we get it.
I think the thought, what Randy's getting at, is that for people who, it's either one way or the other, usually for people. They either dig into their Southern roots and right. and dig into, well, this is who we are, and now you're attacking us, so fuck you, we're going to go in the other direction and be so retroactive. Or they say, I'm going to move to New York City and drop eliminate my accent yeah. and try to blend in with a different culture.
We get asked a lot, you know, how we came together as a group, the mm-hmm. three of us, and what you just said is always part of our answer, because it's true. Specifically about comedians, like there's plenty of comedians from the South, but it felt to us like it was one or the other. It was either they drop the accent and you can't even tell they're from the South for correct. The most part, which is fine, or it was full bore cable guy, blue collar style, you know, only. It was mm-hmm. those are your only two options, and we were in the middle. We were both and neither at the same time, all three of us, and that's kind of how we got to be buddies.
What if Larry the Cable Guy had a progressive thought about right. immigration? Yeah. You're like, that would blow everybody's mind. And like for him, he would say it in a way, like I could see the Larry the Cable Guy bit, where he gives a long, nuanced, let's say it's about immigration, about like, hey, listen, we got a problem at the border, but we got to do it by this, and we got to do it this way, and we got to put more people down there. A wall is not the answer, and this and that. And go through a whole like 3 minute like discussion of all the very nuanced argument, and then just wait a second, and everyone would laugh, and he'd be like, "Fuck it, build the wall." You know what I mean? Like that would be his ending, is like undercut that yeah. whole thing. Whereas do think there is fascination within the nuanced discussion of it all. So thank you for that podcast, Well Read Podcast. R-E-D. Subscribe to it now, you guys. People who listen to this show, you will absolutely love it, because I feel like it is very adjacent to what we do.
I agree completely, yeah. And we're thrilled, by the way, to be part of this
Scarborough
little group
country.
We got going
I love
on.
It. Yeah,
yeah. We're very excited.
I'm
awesome.
So happy you guys
can
are
Can I public. Admit that when I heard that we were joining something called Scarborough's Country, I was like, country. Oh, they're just going to do like a whole country network, and we're... I guess that's cool they asked
it's
us.
It's you
guys
and Travis Tritt and Trace Atkins.
I'd listen to that podcast.
Travis Tritt and Trace Atkins. Yeah. Travis and Trace. It's like the leather and lace.
Conversations at Arlington.
Without a trace.
That was a deep cut yeah. for us. Yeah. God, I fucking hate that song more than I've ever hated a song
deep cut for me too.
Ever.
Saw him at the DuPage County Fair. That's a long story.
Come on, Dad. All right, you got another story for us?
I do. Do you guys want to take a look at this video really quick?
Yeah, yeah, let's do it. So Dan found the video of the guy in the car. This is from the first story. We'll
Please
post
don't
it.
Have
oh,
just
my
cruising.
God.
Man.
Dude, he is...
My wife doesn't understand me.
She's the mistress.
No, it's a God. He's up there yelling.
Take me now.
And he walks with me and he talks.
I was afraid you had the video of him talking to the cop. And what was the over-under on his accent being ours?
I mean, that's the moment where you're just, please just don't have my...
Dude, to be honest with you, even if that had been in like Michigan... I would have expected him to sound like us if they're talking to him.
You
know, that's
well,
a, that's
you
a bummer,
it.
But I did.
And then
yeah.
he joined you. Yeah. In the middle of us breaking it down, you were like being him as a character, and you're like, oh, well, goddamn, I had to get up on the car.
And then I started doing it. Dude, I was like, I guess this is the voice we're going to do.
Yeah.
I love it.
Are you guys ready for a second story?
Yeah, yes.
All right, here we go. Sent in by Rasquatch, at Rasquatch, R-A-S-Q-U-A-T-C-H, 53.
I've only seen a partial bit of his tweets. You can mm-hmm. you never can see, like, they come and they flash. Just kidding. Rasquatch.
It also sounds like a
blurry
ailment.
I saw like a foot. Oh yeah, I'm suffering from Rasquatch. Well, you know what? Put some Neosporin on it right now.
Put some Egyptian magic on it.
Shawano, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. A Shawano man.
Shawano man, one of my favorite movies about a girl trying to join a male's basketball.
About a girl trying
a
to
man
make,
trying to play a
man
girl.
Trying to make cheese in as a woman.
A Shawano
they should
man.
Reboot that.
Shawano man
was arrested.
By the way, they could reboot that and make it all about like a trans.
You're right.
Like
yeah.
really make it about trans issues.
Yeah. Instead of that just being the whole joke of it. Yeah. Was it? Yeah.
That person's would be, actually that would be, transitioning.
What a world we live. I could actually see that happening in 2019.
Dude,
you know?
How great would that movie be?
The thing about that
and take it seriously.
There's no side of that issue that wouldn't be furious about
right.
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like all these free speech right wing asshole alt-right people would be like, this is bullshit. You see how easy it is? Yeah. And then everyone else would be like, this is very problematic. Yeah.
Could have done another
nothing
thing.
Nothing funny
maybe.
About her
trans
journey.
Community is like, yeah, we're really not taking the journey as seriously as they
it's
should.
It's weird
be
that it took till the third act for them to call him a her.
That's right.
Because that's how she identified
because
from the
she's a they.
She's right. a they.
A Shawano man was arrested after authorities said he went to the police department to claim a methamphetamine-filled backpack.
Guys, you got that meth backpack?
That's mine.
That's mine. I'll be grabbing that.
What can you describe? Can you describe the contents of the backpack? Well, there's a lot of meth in it.
I'm just to have been the friend of his that he said what he was going to do before he left the one-bedroom apartment that they shared.
Hey, man, where are you going?
Wait a minute. It's a backpack full of meth. That's a two-bedroom apartment.
That's true. That's true. Where are you going? I'm going to go get that backpack. How do you see that playing out?
His friend was probably totally down with it. They're probably just like, yeah. Jails, they got lost and founds, right?
Yeah, yeah, dude,
totally.
Sure.
They totally
and,
got
and
lost
like,
and found.
Go get it,
I don't,
man.
That's where they can't even go through it.
No.
That's a federal offense.
They have to give it back to you, dude.
If
that's
you
what
ask
it was.
For
like
you
have friend Chad and the flat billed hat. Right. Look, dude, I read the Constitution. Yeah. They're not allowed to. Just go get it back. He's itching real bad. Just get the backpack.
Get it? No.
A lot of itching.
A lot of
investigators said Joel Mullen Romo. Now, Tony is from Wisconsin.
No, Joe he's not. Mullen Romo.
Tony Romo?
No, not like, no, he's not. I don't believe you. Like, yeah, yeah, no, he's
yeah,
not.
He
keep
is.
Going.
He is from Wisconsin. So I wonder, like,
is this
Tony
part
Romo's
of the Tony
cousin?
Romo?
Oh,
is this
God.
Guy going to derail his golf career?
Yeah, he's killing
it's unbelievable.
It golf career right now.
And announcing.
Investigators said Joel Mullen Romo left the backpack at the Shawano County Library. A library employee.
Did not see that go.
See?
That would have been the very bottom of my list of places.
This is very
that he
on
left
brand.
A meth backpack.
Free internet.
There you go.
that or
even
a lot
that.
Of breastfeeding books.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, that's all right.
Even the internet. You got what you need. It's
right.
in the backpack.
That's right.
A library employee found the backpack Monday and turned it over to police. Prosecutor said there were, how many bags of meth do you guys think were inside? The small bags. Small bags.
Let me ask you something. If there was a bag of meth, would you know it was a bag of meth?
Yes. I would.
Yeah.
I would not.
Yes, I would.
Now, Mark, this has to be something I don't know
what. Because of what I used to do. I used to be a lawyer, not because of my accent. I don't know how he knows.
What kind of law do you do?
I was a public defender.
Mm. So you've
just been to a lot of
defending this guy.
Yeah,
I've been to a lot of trailer parties, man. I don't know what to tell you.
I've seen trailers explode trying to make this shit.
Anybody want to take a guess how many small bags were in the book?
This
bag?
Isn't
I mean,
fair.
A
Drew
lot.
Is like has like an inside track
yeah,
on this.
Small,
come
such
on,
a,
man.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Sandwich baggies, I guess.
If backpack. They were one hits, it's a lot.
It has to be a lot.
But I don't know why he would package it for one hit. So I'm gonna say
a lot of thought in this.
140.
Okay.
I was going to say 100, but now that you said that, 175.
Jay, I'm going to say 50.
Okay.
I'm going to say 100.
100?
Mm-hmm.
There were 3 bags of meth.
What?
This is where it gets you. Along with, inside the bag, there was also a martial arts weapon known as nunchucks.
Yeah, thank you very much.
If you grew up with me, nunchucks.
They're not nunchucks. They're nunchucks.
They are in my heart. It's real to me.
Nunchucks.
Meth and nunchucks.
Meth and nunchucks. And you know he was like, maybe it was his friend's bag. He's like, what's in there? He's like, you're nunchucks?
Yeah.
Anything better else? Go no, get it. Meth and, meth and nunchucks is a great like rapping duo.
Yeah.
Wait, but Cadillac Jesus is opening
that's
act.
Right. Meth and nunchucks open up for Cadillac Jesus.
So he's, for 3 bags of meth, he's going back in there. So how dumb are you?
Or one set of nunchucks.
True. That's right.
Yeah.
How dumb are you that you leave that there? Or is that the meth?
Most people, well.
Could be the nunchucks.
I mean, that's right.
Yeah, nunchuck to the head, and then you forget where you are.
Mullen Romo showed up at police department later in the day. I'll be down there in a bit. Quote, most people don't show up and ask for it back if they know it has a contraband in there. But this guy decided he wanted to get his meth back, police chief Dan Mowell said, M-A-U-E-L. I tried.
I feel like every police officer's name is just like a guttural sound. Like, yeah. Gib or Mowell.
I think that guy was just like... not worried about it. He's like, well, they've seen my nunchucks. I know better. They're not
going to mess with me.
They ain't going to fuck with me.
As soon as I get that backpack in my hands, I'm walking out of here.
Yeah. This is my favorite part.
Try and stop me.
According to court documents, he told police he had taken the drugs from his ex-girlfriend because he was investigating her drug dealing. So he's
like, I'm working for you guys.
He's on a case.
Yeah.
He's working an angle out here. Yeah.
Thank you. As soon as I finish my investigation, I will be back to you. Yeah. So here's the deal. You guys want to deputize me now? Why do you think I was at the library?
Right.
I would feel safer in Wisconsin knowing there was a cop out there with, you know, a backpack full of meth and nunchucks just keeping us all safe.
He shows up. I'm here for the evidence.
Yeah.
Sir.
Yeah. Sexual critical evidence in that bag.
Excuse me. Where's the evidence room? Well, there was a backpack that...
I got a warrant for the evidence I'm claiming.
You are jeopardizing my case, Chief.
That's right. You want to compromise
this
it?
Bitch.
Right. You want to compromise
it? Isn't this a pop plot of a Martin Lawrence movie?
Yeah, probably.
Blue Streak. He has to break back into the evidence room, but it's diamonds. Yeah. It's not meth, or as we call them where I'm from, you know, trailer diamonds. But.
Trailer diamonds. Well, is that what meth is?
Yeah.
Mullen Romo said he had the nunchucks to protect himself from his ex-girlfriend. Which is also
hey man,
pro.
She gets the meth in her.
She's a perp.
Right.
You got to have some, yeah.
And by the way, I don't hit her with it. I just start doing stuff.
That's the great
and then
thing. Nunchucks are more about show.
Right.
They're the posturing of weapons.
You let everybody know.
They're the club on the car of your life.
Nunchucks, see the club, nunchucks as a deterrent, not a weapon.
Exactly. It just distracts her.
He was charged with possession of meth. We'll get out of here on this. Police said he was on probation for another crime and could face additional charges. Why don't you guys understand?
No,
I'm trying to help you.
I am undercover.
Yeah.
Right? I don't. You know, you're gonna have to give me a long leash if you want some arrests in this case.
That's
what he's telling
them.
Yeah, let
done.
Me go. Let me be the maverick that I need to be.
You gotta bend the rules a little bit if you're gonna be undercover.
I'm working for you. So you want to self-deprecate?
Yeah.
Go ahead. You gotta break some eggs to make an omelet. I always said that.
Right. I wonder what his first
and
charge
use nunchucks
was.
To break
what do you think
eggs?
His first charge was as a former public defender or a current public defender?
I'm gonna say also meth.
I was going to try to make a joke, but that's definitely what
it
was.
Yeah, definitely meth. 100%. Definitely meth.
Yeah, he tried to get it from a firefighter that time.
Yeah, there you go. Jesus. I left it there.
Story number two.
There you go. Story two down in the books. We got the well-read dudes here. So happy with Drew and Trey. Corey, wherever you are, we are thinking
you're
of you.
Here in spirit. Dan, can you tease what the last story is going to be?
Yeah, we have a guy was arrested for a car sticker.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I saw a Deadhead sticker on a Cadillac.
I thought this was America.
Yeah, that's right.
Not anymore.
That's
not
what
anymore.
It said on the sticker. That's why I was arrested. We'll be back with more Dumb People Town right after this.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Dumb People Town. Daniel, you want to mention any dates that you got coming up?
Yeah, I don't know exactly when this is going to drop.
I don't know either. Just throw them out there.
Yeah. Throw out September dates.
August.
Late August you got.
Yeah, okay. Then the 29th, I'll be running my hour of stand-up at the UCB Theater. And then in September, I think somewhere around the 20th.
UCB
third
Theater
week.
Here in Los Angeles.
Yep, UCB Franklin.
Franklin.
Go to DanielVanKirk.com for that date. And then also... I'll be at JFL in Toronto.
And then, of
third
course,
week of September.
We've got the October 13th Bell House in New York. We're doing live Dumb People Town. If we can sell it out, we're working on the guests. We will let you guys know who that's.
As soon as the guest comes, I think we'll probably sell it out
and
we'll try
can
to
add
get
a second show.
Are you guys anywhere? I'm a Go Bananas in Cincinnati leading up to that.
Okay.
Yeah, show. Are you guys somewhere that weekend?
We actually might add.
We're in Boston at Laugh Boston on Friday and Saturday.
Never performed in Boston. I can't believe
really?
It.
Really?
We've never done like a series of shows
so
there.
So we're going to be there Friday and Saturday, and then possibly on Thursday in D.C. We're working on that as well. So
at
the
Comedy Loft. Yeah, we'll figure that out. Dudes, where can people catch you guys?
Well, you go to wellreadcomedy.com for all of these, but our next shows. So when you say this will be. Like, within the next couple of weeks, or are we talking like...
It might be a month, but we'll see.
Okay, so maybe Little Rock, and then after that, all the big cities in Texas.
Chicago. We're going to Wisconsin. Madison.
Nice. Bunch of places in Michigan, or three places in Michigan. Traverse City, Detroit, and Grand Rapids.
That's a bunch of places.
When you do your show, do you guys all do stand-up and then do a podcast, or how do you do it?
We all do... right now, we just all do stand-up, and it's like MC-featured... headline format, except
each of you guys do like 25 or 30 or whatever.
Yeah, and
that's awesome.
We used to do a Q&A thing at the end, but we had to stop doing that because we were getting too many like very depressing questions about like my grandma can't afford her health care and that type of stuff.
Yeah,
you know? Like,
Jesus
that
Christ.
Sort of thing. Because
it's great
we're a bunch of very liberal.
Show.
I know. Sometimes it was great, but that's the thing. And like. They're being very sincere, and you don't want to be like a dick about it. But also, it's like,
where's the joke?
Right, you're trying to close
find the comedy.
A comedy
That's
show,
right, exactly.
And so we just had to quit doing
Your
that.
Grandma's fucked. Thank you very much. Good night, everybody.
Right.
My favorite one of those. This woman was telling a story in the middle of it. She was like, "Yeah, and my cousin and his dad, they raced each other, and they both died racing each other in cars, and it was super awkward. And then Corey goes, "Well, who won?"
hold on.
And she goes, "All of us.
We all did.
That's a great way to end.
Thank you. Good night.
That is an applause break. Yeah. You win. Thank you. We win. Walk and off. It all happened.
Hilarious.
So go to wellreadcomedy.com and check that out. And you guys have books.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up books, podcasts,
all that.
Definitely sign up right now. I want you guys to
subscribe.
Pause this podcast. Go over and subscribe to the Well Read podcast. It is so good. Again, it is something that is. It's another voice that maybe you haven't heard that you should be listening to.
Totally.
One last thing that I will plug. We've done a couple of sketches for Comedy Central Digital, and we're working on another round of those that'll be out later this year sometime. So check those out too.
In the same area of what you guys talk about.
Great.
I love it. Brilliant. These are voices that need to be heard as another way to represent kind of what's going on in the South, really. I think these voices need to be heard. How many Southern people do you have who are like, thank God you guys do this, because I'm sick and tired of people thinking of me like this when actually I align with you guys?
Almost all of them who come to the shows,
right.
You know what I mean? Which, there's a ton. Like, even when we're in other cities, like, we have a lot of Southern transplants who have moved there. So we have a lot of Southern people at our shows, and they all the time say some version of that.
Thank you for at least doing this.
You think about, like, people who run for president who have a good shot are usually people who are progressive from the South.
Right.
Because they speak in a way that the people in the South are like,
folksy.
I trust him. He's folksy, Bill Clinton. And then at the same time, they have policies
just did a podcast with, I don't know where in the process of how it is going to shake out, but I'm assuming his might be before this one drops, with John Lovett of Pod Saves America.
Yeah.
And
Pod Save
America. And we were talking about it because someone gave a quote like, the police gave a quote of, she is arrested on Friday. And we're like, what tense are you using? It's like when people say, when they're talking about the past, I says, you don't come in here doing this. And we're like, that there should be a new sort of
tense.
There's past tense, there's present tense, there's future tense, there's pluperfect and all that stuff. Folksy past.
Right. Yeah.
Like a folksy, folk tense, which is like I says.
So I says,
and that would just cover it, right? Folksy past.
There's a new, internet phrase, whatever. It do be like that sometimes.
That could fall under the folk tense. Yeah, that's folk rubric.
Folk tense.
All right, Dan, let's get into this last one.
You ready? This was sent in by Dan Hazmat Suit, but Coordinated Separates, Reeser, at SOWKRD.
What?
Hazmat Suit, but Coordinated Separates.
Okay.
Reeser.
Love it.
At SOWKRDAN. All right, here we go. This is the story of a man.
Named Jed.
A man fighting for his right to tell the world that he eats ass.
You got to fight for that right.
Not a euphemism. Wants everyone to know on the back of his truck, he's got a sticker that says, I eat ass.
Yeah.
Any of our fans listening right now, it looks like it's a 98 Ford, the square body one.
Right before Ford took over the truck. What's
world.
The payload on that?
A lot of ass. Ass load, buddy.
It's the ass load
$15 if you know the right word.
No bedliner either on that truck.
No.
It's not the way he likes
it. By design, Dan.
He likes it raw. Baby, he likes it raw.
He likes some roughed up knees.
Florida man arrested this week for refusing to remove a sticker on his pickup truck proclaiming that he eats ass will not be prosecuted, officials said Thursday. Now the man is threatening to sue the sheriff's office for violating his First Amendment rights. This is some, like, my little home, small town of Rochelle is known for this as well, where somebody
eating ass.
No, they get away. Like, okay,
ass eating capital of the Midwest, baby, Rochelle.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Yeah, where they'll, you'd be like, okay, we're done with it. You can go. And then they're like, nope, I'm not going. Here's something else. You're like, no, we're telling you.
We're done.
You're free.
You're free. And they're like, no, I'm double down on my
Before ass. I leave, I just want to kick this hornet's nest a few times. Can I do that?
Yep. So many times, like, you've just looked at your friends and said, if you'd have walked away right then, this whole thing would have been fine.
This night's over.
So many times, my friends have looked at me and said, if I'd have walked away right
Dylan.
That should be on the back of his truck.
Dylan Shane Webb.
Yeah.
Was stopped Sunday on the highway in Lake City, west of Jacksonville, by Columbia County Sheriff's deputy who saw a sticker on his rear window. That's the only place you would put it. That read, "I eat ass."
It can't be on the front.
Like, that's my point.
That's right.
Dash cam footage shows the deputy telling Webb that the reason he was pulled over was, quote, "the derogatory sticker on the back of his truck." Webb then asked, "How is that derogatory?"
He's right.
I celebrate the ass.
In classic cop fashion, question with a question, the deputy responds, "How is it not derogatory?"
I just got caught in a loop, and forth.
It's just like a redneck Socratic method off.
The cop goes on to say, quote, "Some 10-year-old little kid sitting in the passenger seat of his mama's vehicle looks over and sees 'I eat ass' and asks his mom what it means. How's she going to explain that?" To which Webb said, "That's the parent's job, not my job."
Yeah.
And let me tell you this. My son is 10. He would not ask me. He would look at it and start cracking up.
He would?
10 right. years old. Yes.
Yes, that's a 10 years old. You're in the sweet spot.
You're in that's a dumb
did he ass. Not? How did he not come back to the cop and be like, "Did the S fall off the front of that?"
I hope you would be like, sass. "Officer, first off, have you ever eaten ass?"
Yeah.
"How do you not know I'm not promoting a beautiful thing here?" For
that's right.
That's a great way to say it.
He's a prison model.
Are you anti-eating it?
Webb issued a summons for what the sheriff's deputy said was a misdemeanor violation of Florida's obscene materials law. Mm-hmm. Dash cam footage shows the deputy telling Webb that if one of his four children asked him about the sticker, he would be furious. Well, I don't know why you have to brag you have four kids.
Yeah. I guess you ate a lot of ass to get those kids.
When the deputy told Webb to remove one of the letters from the word ass to read as, Webb refused, citing his constitutional right to free speech.
He should have done that. He should have done that and then went straight to, like, you know, a shop or something and just put, you know, "I eat as much ass as I possibly can all day, every day. Fuck the whatever county PD."
You would think I'm from Rochelle, the amount of ass that I eat.
As much ass as I eat.
The deputy subsequently arrested Webb and charged him with the additional offense of resisting an officer without violence.
Can I tell you, it feels good to, like, that this happened to a white person. Like, there's just a moment where I don't necessarily want him to get it, but, like, mm-hmm. at least there's a little equal mistreatment of, like, a human being from, in this case.
You're
no?
just talking about ass eating.
That's all he wants.
I know what you're saying, but it's at the same time, in my former line of work, the whole nonviolent resisting arrest edition, it's just like, come on, guys. Yeah.
Right.
You throw it on every single case.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
News
like
of Webb's arrest.
In the NFL, you could call it on every play.
News of Webb's arrest and his sticker made news around the country. In a notice filed Thursday, prosecutors announced that they were dropping charges against him.
Good.
Having evaluated the evidence through the prism of the Supreme Court precedent, is it determined that the defendant has a valid defense to be raised under the First Amendment of
Thomas
our United
like,
States Constitution?
Clarence Thomas is like, "That's our right."
We all eat ass.
We do be, what is it? We do be.
It do be like that.
It do be like that sometimes.
Well, I mean.
Kavanaugh judge rendered his decision.
What's this guy
Kavanaugh's
be like?
Kavanaugh's like, "What is ass?"
Yeah.
Nowhere in my calendar have I mentioned ass ever.
At my day planner from 1987.
I ate ass on that day.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, "Young man, see me in my chamber."
In the case of Webb versus ass eating.
It do be like
that. The first Supreme Court case that dealt with something like this, I think, is the guy who had the "fuck the draft" on his jacket in court.
Really?
He got arrested for dodging the draft, and he came to court in a jacket that said "fuck the draft," and they arrested him again, and he beat both charges.
Hell yeah.
Just like they beat him on the way into the prison.
Yeah. Yeah. In life, he was a loser.
Yeah.
In court.
He did set a nice precedent.
They said the assistant state's attorney, John Foster, wrote, "Given such, a jury would not convict under these facts." Webb's lawyer, Andrew Bonderud, noted
one of my favorite musical festivals in the country,
the Bonderud Festival.
Noted that the dash cam footage highlighted that at several points one of the deputy's colleagues can be heard telling him via the radio, "Tow his shit." So there's some other cop that you just keep hearing on the other.
Quit discussing it. Tow his shit.
Bonderud said,
"That's just another phrase for eating ass, though."
That's his shit.
Bonderud said Webb's sticker didn't satisfy the rigorous standard to be found to be obscene, which he said typically refers to something that is erotic in nature. How is eating ass not erotic?
I mean, it's a job like, for many people.
The picture of it, though, is what would be obscene.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, if there was like a woman on all fours and a guy just getting
you've
it.
Got a greased naked tell me more, woman Randy, about fours. How
I don't know. It's like a I would do a, I don't know. With a door collar. With a mud flap.
The lawyer insisted, quote, the IES sticker could be a euphemism for a number of things. Can anyone in this room think of any other thing that I eat ass could be a euphemism for other than eating ass?
Being a Detroit know. Lions fan?
Being a tremendous suck up to your boss? Yeah. I don't
that,
know.
I suppose. Okay. Uh-huh. Bondurant acknowledged that his free speech
He's
case...
That guy's sitting over there in court just like, no. It means I eat ass. Yeah,
do
it's not,
not
a euphemism. No. I eat ass. Yeah.
Spread the cheeks apart.
I say what I mean and I mean what I say.
Yeah. Bonder acknowledged that this free speech
now all
case,
I can hear is Bonnaroo.
I know. Bonnaroo.
was unique compared with
don't
the others.
Don't eat ass at Bonnaroo.
No.
Do not. It's too
Man,
hot.
Day one.
Guys,
day one. It's
don't
a day
eat
one
the, like,
honestly. And
you guys been to Bonnaroo?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I did Bonnaroo this year, and honestly.
Stand up, how was it?
It was great.
Yeah.
You eat ass on day one, and when I realized you also eat ass on day four.
That's right. Because
on day three, you just turn into an animal. Everyone
that's
starts
right.
to smell good, even yes, though they right. still stink.
That's
you're like,
right.
oh, this is all sexy.
You reset.
It's the power
it's like
of
Woodstock. Pheromones. Someone comes on stage, guys, do not eat the brown ass. It is not good. It is not good.
Bonnaroo acknowledged the free speech case was unique compared with others he has worked on, but said Webb was heroic for fighting for his rights. I mean, who doesn't want a heroic ass eater?
I agree. I mean, this guy is a hero.
I got to be honest. You guys have only given us heroes today.
Right? This is like the hero version of this.
If this
show.
Was one party, no one would believe you.
No. You know,
guy standing up in his roof. Guy who's got an ass eating thing. Oh, my
nunchucks and meth.
Nunchucks and meth in a backpack.
Well, the thing is, too, is in that first story, if you find out the cops have video, you are begging them to give you that video.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You caught that?
Right, yeah.
I kind of need that
well, we
for
let
my
him,
website.
We let him go 10 miles. You know? I mean, we wanted the video.
Quote, I think it was brave of him to refuse to take down what he thought was protected speech. We'll end it here. Bonnaroo said, I think it showed courage on his part. I mean,
American hero.
Let's not get go after that far. Like that, as a lawyer, you know, like that is like we're going a little. We've stepped over the line here.
Dylan
just like
Shane
he's got a right to do it, and I don't think it shows courage. I think he's got a right to put it up there. It's maybe crass. Like you shouldn't do it. He's like on the very fringe edge of what free speech is. It's a little
right, but everybody's. I mean, we let Calvin pee on anything he wants.
That. To me, should be taken off. That's worse than I eat ass.
Yeah, Calvin peeing on a Ford emblem.
Yeah,
because it's like it's not really Calvin. That's why you're upset.
It's not really Calvin.
It's a kid peeing.
I just but play it out. Like, what is the moment? Your kid looks at that, reads it, can read and know. So the window of a kid being able to read and understand and then understand what it means.
7, 8, 9.
It's probably like a 2, 3.
That's how old mine are right now.
2, 3 year window. Okay,
they would. Mine would also laugh because they would not interpret it sexually.
Right.
They would interpret it as
he's
just like...
He's a butt eater.
He's a butt, exactly. Yeah. He eats butts.
He
funny.
Puts a fork like, on a butt and
but
eats
you could
it,
also you know. Lie to your kid in that instance if they were too young to understand and say, ass is another word for donkey. So this guy likes to eat donkey hamburgers.
Yeah. I think that'd freak him out more than...
Yeah. And would they ask you again? No, not until they understood what it was.
But yeah, those guys like that, they always pull that shit. Like, what about the kids?
Yes.
Shit? And it drives me crazy.
I hate that one.
You know, as someone who has kids, I'm like, you don't need to worry about it.
We'll
you don't
take
worry
care
about
it.
Right, exactly. Don't
we'll
worry
take care
about
of it. And
what
by the
my
way,
sons will think.
And by like, the way, it's a lesson about the world that we can't control everything.
Right.
Yeah, what if you are saying exactly what it means? What if you're like, yeah, that's a little, I don't know if I'd put that on the back of my car. Does that seem appropriate to you guys? No.
By the way, I was walking. I went to a Clippers game with my daughter maybe 2 or 3 years ago. We're walking downtown LA and not such a where we parked our car was a couple blocks away from the Staples Center, not that great of an area. And we come to like a street corner where like the crowd kind of sort of went away. And it was me and my daughter. And this guy is like screaming and yelling at this woman. It's like screaming and yelling at her across the way. And I was like, what is this relationship? It definitely feels a little pimp and, you know, prostitute-ish. Mm-hmm. what's happening right there. And I've got my, like, at the time, 10-year-old daughter at the time with me. And so I got to see that. What am I supposed to say? Don't do that because I now have to explain what that is? No, you turn to your kid and you be like, that's not good. Mm-hmm. What's happening right there? Like, I hope nobody ever treats you that way. And that sucks. And you now have to explain that moment. This is a teachable moment.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
Teachable moment about ass eating.
About ass eating.
That's what today's episode is.
There we go, dudes. That's the show. The name is the Well Read Podcast. I want everyone, if you haven't already, you've come to the end of this episode now.
We've given you multiple chances.
But you may go right now and subscribe to their podcast because I guarantee
you'll be like eating ass.
Exactly.
We'll teach you the nuanced ways to eat ass.
It's eating ass for your ears, and these guys are fantastic at doing it. And then pick up their book and go see them live.
We're going to quote you on that. We're going to put that on
there. It's eating ass for your ears.
We will tow your shit.
Tow his shit. Drew Morgan, Trey Crowder, and Corey, wherever you are, we love you, buddy. Oh, and definitely follow these guys on Twitter. You are?
Nunchucks and Meth. No, Drew. Drew Morg Comedy.
Drew Morg Comedy.
Trey Crowder, T-R-A-E Crowder.
Great.
Trey
Crowder. Nice. And what's Corey's handle, just so we know?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
Corey R. Forrester?
Something like that.
Corey R. Forrester. Look him up, Corey Forrester. Follow him, too. And do you guys have a Twitter handle for the whole podcast and whatnot?
We do.
No.
Nah.
Well, obviously, Red Tour.
Well, Red Tour. Okay. Well, follow these guys, and because they, again, are great follows and just insightful dudes who I know you will all love. And oh shit, we gotta get back to work. Dum 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 dum.
Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town. Scarpins Avenue, a podcast network.